Our first speaker for this morning is Vijay. So let's give him a real greater grace welcome as Vijay comes up to share.
It's awesome to be home. Oh boy, what should I say? I cannot tell you how much I felt that you were right behind. You were right behind me. I thought a lot about how God keeps us. God not only loves to save us, but also God loves to keep us. And I'm like, in the last 2 years, God has like really kept. And I can see that it's because of how precious I can. How precious I can say your prayer and your is behind it. So I want to. I'm trying to gather my thought on what to say, but I'm still waking up. I'm sleeping through the days, awake all through the nights. What can I say? Maybe I can tell you if you were to ask me what is like the top one or two things that I can say of what I saw back home in Baltimore is you can say how in people how precious the word is. The reverence that is there towards the Word of God is the same, and it's quite an experience to see it, and also how precious the body of Christ is. It's also like it's amazing how you can walk into a room with like 400, 500 people and instantly feel you're right at home. I met a few of my during the last few months. I met a few of my friends who studied with me in college, and then they've settled down in the U.S. in different parts. So when I traveled, I did make some space to go and meet them and spend some time with them. They have their jobs, and the first thing that hits them as they've stayed like a year or two or three now and trying to like make their life happen, the first thing that hits them is loneliness. They have a job, they have like life things, but they the one thing that they don't know how to handle is loneliness or a social life, apart from knowing two or three people at work, or maybe doing something on the weekend. It was so common, and I thought like that's one problem I never had to face. Like from day one, it's like, yeah, it's incredible. You fit right at home. That's how it is. That's how the body of Christ is. We had a lot of fun during convention. Pastor Anil stayed with me, and then just thoroughly enjoyed the fellowship. The other highlight of the year or the last 2 years has been my sister and my niece visited me during graduation. They were with me for a whole week. It was it was a huge answer to my prayer, and I was like, it was just an idea I bounced off like in the fall last year, like, you know, speaking on the phone. I was like, hey, what if you, you know, come and be with me during, and my sister was like, I don't know, maybe, and then it happened. And she stayed, met quite a few people, friends, and I think a day before she left or something, she whispered in my, she was like, I think you have real good friends here. I was like, yes, that is precisely what I wanted you to come and see. I'm so thankful that you can see it, because so many things, especially with the people who are close to you, there is only so much you can speak, and then it's just a long waiting period, and then you want them to see that you have life, that you have life. I'll share a small thought from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. It's just, it's verse 5. I'll read it. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. The first part is, it's like, the gospel came not to us in word only. How many things just comes to us in word only? Like, people just say it. People just say things that I don't, like, you never know what, like, people say things, but is there real power behind it? People promise things, but can they deliver? But the gospel is not so. It's not just like some empty good news, empty things to just make you feel good for the moment, but it came word and in power. Means like what God, the good news that God brings to us, He's also able to accomplish that in our lives. And the more we see it, the more it weakens us, you know, in a beautiful way. And God teaches us like that. I thought of another portion related to this is John chapter 11. I thought a word that is very closely related to God's love is also God's power. God's love and God's power. Like we look at the cross, and when we share the gospel with someone, we're trying to tell them that the cross is a symbol of how much God loves us, but it is also the power of God, right? It's also the, like, God, Christ manifesting how powerful He is to overcome sin and death, that no one else could. In my life. So the cross is also that which is able to accomplish what I can never do for myself. This John chapter 11 is like a beautiful portion. It speaks of the whole portion where Lazarus dies and Christ is, he comes late, and then you know the story. Most of you know the story, I'm assuming. I want to just read a few verses just to, like, illustrate it. Verse 5, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Right? They probably knew who he was. They knew, like, Christ was, like, special. They knew that he was, but he was also their friend. They also knew that he loved them. But the verse before that is very is beautiful. Like Lazarus is dead, and it's like Christ is saying, he's making a distinction. He's saying, this sickness is not unto death, like, you know, but this sickness is for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. In this story, you can see like there is the power of God is manifested, but it's not in a way that I can. It's something that is beyond my comprehension. But one thing I can know, if I know that Christ loves me, then I know that He also can help me. God loves to do two things. Like He just not only wants to know that He loves me, but He also wants me to know that He helps me. He's my lover and He's also my helper. If I just know that He is my lover and miss out that He is my helper, then I'm missing out on a big part of His the work that He wants to do in our lives. So just wanted to say that thank you for just your faithfulness and the way, going back to that same verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5, the word came not to, like if it was just empty words, we wouldn't be able to stick, we wouldn't be able to stay. But because it also came to us in power, we also have the ability to like learn of Christ and grow in knowing Him. So just thank you so much for having me.